Cause Good evening, First Baptist family and friends. This is Darlene Williams, and I'm going to welcome you to this Wednesday night prayer service. I'm not sure what's going on with the sound for Cynthia, but just want to remind you, as she always does, that if you are participating this evening, please make sure you leave your phones unmuted, and as you're and as the lines are open, please make sure that all background noise is muted. We will start this evening with the prayer of thanksgiving and praise from Brother Christopher Bazemore.
Good evening, church. Let us pray. Oh, Lord, we come to you right now just to say thank you, thank you, and thank you. Thank you for letting us see another day, oh, Lord. We ask that you continue to bless us and keep us safe. And also, please bless over those who are in need, oh Lord, the sick and shut in, and bless this world, oh Father, because we need you right now. We also ask that you continue to guide us in the way you know we can be led, oh Lord. Also, continue to bless the First Baptist Church, oh Father, the board members, the members, future visitors, and also those who are on this line tonight, oh Father. Because with you, everything is possible, oh Lord. So tonight we ask you to continue to bless over us and continue to bless our hearts and our minds. And thank you also for everything you've done for us. In Sunday's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Bazemore, for that wonderful prayer, and thank you, Sister Darlene, for stepping in. I'm not sure what happened, but let me start over. Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to our Wednesday night prayer service for July 12th, 2023. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight, and I have two things for you to keep in mind. Number one, please try to quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted, especially when we are seeking prayer requests. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We have already heard our prayer of thanksgiving and praise. We will now proceed with our scripture reading coming from Deaconess Amelia Corum.
Thank you. Good evening. I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. Today I will be reading from the New King James Version, chapter 3, 1 through 15. And it reads, "Therefore, holy brother, partaker of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was faithful in all his house. For this one has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who built the house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God. And Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which would be spoken afterward. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firmed to the end. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me, tried me, and saw my works 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, why it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. While it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Amen, amen. The music for tonight's prayer service is dedicated to the Reverend Dr. Emmett S. Young III, interim pastor of First Baptist Church, whose last date of service with us will be this Sunday, July 16th. We will now proceed with our prayer coming from Deacon Kenneth Brooks, Sr.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing the First Baptist family together this evening for another Wednesday night prayer meeting. It's truly a blessing to be able to come together and have with this technology and let us worship together and pray together. Heavenly Father, open our hearts and minds to receive you. Heavenly Father, please touch someone on the line tonight, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, I'd like for you to continue to watch over my family, my First Baptist family, and continue to bestow your grace and mercy on us. Heavenly Father, I give thanks for the many blessings from my First Baptist family. I love the way that we can come together and worship you, encourage one another. It's truly a blessing, Heavenly Father. I thank you that we have the privilege to pray together and pray for each other. Please give confidence and wisdom to those in charge and encourage them to all dig into your word, Heavenly Father, and let us find our truth in you, Heavenly Father. Share it with those around you, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord during our 2-minute closed mic prayer. Deacon Charles Fleet Jr. will now lead us in prayer.
Good evening, First Baptist Church members and friends and family. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for this day that you have blessed us to see. Thank you for keeping us and protecting us and watching over us for this last 6 months of the year. Praying, O Lord, and thank you for all that you have blessed us with, for shelter, clothing, and food. Thanking you for watching over our family, friends, and acquaintances. Thanking you for my church family, the Fellowship of First Baptist of Randolph Street. Continue to bless each and every one and protect them and watch over them. Praying for the sick and the shut-in. Praying for those that are under the shadow of bereavement. Continue to comfort the bereaved family, the Clater family, the Machete family, the Lambert family. Praying, O Lord, that you will strengthen us as a church body. Help us to come together as one as we go through the process of finding a new under shepherd. Praying that you will guide us and lead us. Bless each board member that is on the pulpit committee. Bless them and keep them, O Lord. And I just say thank you and pray that you will bless us all and keep us all. I pray for this city, this country, and this world. Then I will always remember to give you all of the praise, all of the honor, and all of the glory you deserve. For you are worthy. You're worthy. And I pray these prayers in your name, Jesus the Christ. Amen, and amen, and amen.
We will now be blessed with a musical selection coming from our inspirational speaker for this evening, Trustee Samuel McCoy, who was a longtime member of the Trustee Ministry and the Men's Choir.
I've been duped, and I've been scorned. I've been duped, and I've been scorned. I've been duped, and I've been scorned. I've been duped, and I've been there's trouble all over this land. I'm gonna carry my religion down. I'm gonna carry my religion down. I'm gonna carry my religion down. As it is written, when two or three are gathered together in thy name, I will be in the midst and bless them. Lord Jesus, we thank you for blessing our families through the trials and tribulations of this year. We ask you, dear Father, continue to bless us through this 2023 year. Father God, there are challenges. However, we have faith and trust in you. And we ask you to deliver us, sustain us, and save us. We know that we are still here and that you have work for us to do. So we have heard your word, read God's word, and confessed God's word. So please allow us to experience your presence in our lives. And please, your holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Brothers and sisters and saints and friends, I would like to inspire you from some prose by Sister Christine D. Easterling. What would Jesus do? You are living from paycheck to paycheck with not a dime to spare. Now someone needs help feeding children and to maybe do her hair. You just got your house note paid with not a dime to spare. She held her hand out once more for whatever you had. You thought all to yourself, must I give my last dime to you? Then you ask yourself the question, what would Jesus do? You had a very good friend from long ago. That friend was wealthy, wise, and quite successful, you know. The last time you met, you were snubbed and felt emotional pain. But little did you know that you would meet that friend again. But fate would have it, the friend is without success or wealth. That friend no longer has money, no home, no friends, and no health. Now your friend asks you for food and money and even a place to stay. You were surprised, sad, confused, and didn't know what to say. Then you thought, can I afford to give to you? And ask yourself the question, what would Jesus do? There is this annoying person talking behind your back. You decided to take care of with all the awful facts. You're mad that it has gone on so many times before. You are going to get this straight so it won't happen anymore. But on your way over to do what you had to do, you ask yourself the question, what would Jesus do? You always worked for good every long, long day, but yet hated for the good you do all along the way. No matter what good you do, they have nothing good to say. Now they want to know about that favor they need today. But before you open your mouth with the wrong thing coming from you, you ask yourself the question, what would Jesus do? You think you have the worst boss in the entire whole wide world. The awful way he treats you has plucked your very last nerve. You've already decided to resign. Yes, that's what you will do. Then you say, no, I have bills, wonderful children, and a great wife, too. Finally, you decide. This is what you do. You go down to his office and tell him a thing or two. You took the longest way to the office, a few steps or two. Then you asked yourself the question, what would Jesus do? You all can solve your problems and stay out of trouble, too, if you ask yourselves the question, what would Jesus do? Now solve your problems and give others that advice, too. Just ask yourself the question, what indeed would Jesus do? Brothers and sisters, saints all, what should we do when we meet trials and tribulations? I admonish you, ask Jesus, ask him what he would do, and then he will tell you the thing to do and do. Indeed. Amen. Thank you so very much. Those are your words of inspiration. And you can thank Sister Christine Iselin for that. Amen.
Just to be close to you.
Come on, sing it like you mean it.
Just to be close to you.
To the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Just to be close to you.
Hey, here's my desire.
Everybody sing it.
Just to be close to you.
Hey,
here's my desire.
All right. We will open up the lines for 20 seconds so that we can show our appreciation to Trustee McCoy and his message. The lines will be open for 20 seconds. Please try to quiet all background noise. I'm not sure what's going on, but we're going to try it again. Please try to quiet all background noise. Turn off your phones, your televisions. If you're on two phone lines within your house, hang up one. The lines will be open for 20 seconds.
You have to show me when you get here then. Well, sometime tomorrow.
We will now have remarks and prayers from Reverend Dr. Emmett S. Young III.
Greetings, my First Baptist Church family. Indeed, it has been a blessing and a privilege for this time that we have shared to be able to call you, my First Baptist Church family and friends. We thank God for all that we have shared tonight, all that we've heard tonight. Thank God for all the prayers, the word of God, the heartfelt sentiment from all who have participated in our prayer service, prayer meeting for tonight. We thank God for Trustee Sam McCoy for giving us the gift of song and for his strong and powerful words to remind us to never give up, to trust in God. And no matter what we have going on, no matter the enemies that are against us, the forces of evil, even those moments in our lives where it seems that hope is lost, to continue to believe in the power of Jesus Christ, who leads and guides us in his wonderful way. We're reminded in the Word of God that he leads us beside still waters. He restores our soul. So thank you, Trustee McCoy, for your words on this evening. As we come to this wonderful Wednesday, the pastor's letter will be sent out tomorrow. Forgive us for not sending that out today. It has some time constraints, and so the pastor's letter will be sent out tomorrow. So please make sure that you read it. Govern yourselves accordingly for all the announcements that are therein. Of course, this is the summertime, and we know that people are traveling. And also, please, if you're going anywhere with your family, maybe you just want a vacation by yourself. We understand. Wherever you go, though, not only take the Lord with you, but we are praying safe travels for you. We also continue to pray for those who are sick and shut in, those who are convalescing at home, those who have lost loved ones. We continue to pray, as already been said, for those who we know were funeralized, families of those who were funeralized last week. And even those who have just passed, and for those families who are struggling right now. As we come to the close of this evening, thank God for allowing me to say thank you. I may not be able to see you on Sunday or share with you anytime soon, but I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for your kind words. I thank you for your support. I thank you for your questions, your challenges, for all of it has made me a better servant. Well, that's all I have sought to do, is serve God and to serve you all. Thank you for Pastor Meredith Tucker for the chance given somebody he did not know a chance to help him and even to help First Baptist in this season of transition. I have been better for it, and I thank God for each and every one of you from the bottom of my heart. Some of that will also be reflected in the pastor's letter and words that I'm asking God to give me even on Sunday morning. But this is not about me. This is about you, and it's about God, first and foremost, because that's what we've come to do tonight, and that is to pray. We are believers. Sometimes in life, the things that we go through, it gets lost on us, but we believe. That's what faith is. If we say we walk by faith and not by sight, and that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, it's in times that challenge us that we have to rely on our faith. Several biblical examples give us background, foundation for being able to walk, maybe not even knowing what the future is, but we walk in the direction that God has for us. So tonight, so many prayer requests, the things that are on your heart and on your mind, give them over to the Lord. The lines will now be open for 20 seconds for you to render your prayer request unto God.
Please try to quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted so that we can hear your prayer requests.
Gracious God, we humble ourselves before you even right now, thanking you, worshiping you, giving you glory. Lord, for 20 seconds, your people lifted their voices unto you. I can only imagine that all day long, that is what you hear. There's several concerns, all given at one time. The human ear, it seems undiscernible, but we know, God, because of who you are, you hear very clearly. Your omnipotent ear is tuned to the prayers of your people. So, thank you for hearing us, first and foremost. Thank you, God, that we received renewed mercies when we woke up this morning. And God, if you allow us to wake up tomorrow, we'll receive even more renewed mercies. Mercy, that thing that you give unto us, that you grant unto us. We don't deserve it. As a matter of fact, God, we thank you even for your grace, that unmerited favor. And we certainly thank you for your mercy, not giving us what we deserve. And so we're able, God, to come to you in prayer. Please, Lord, hear our prayer. I pray, God, that every prayer that's been rendered tonight, that you would not just hear before we know you heard, but that you would answer every prayer by and by. That you would maybe in the stillness of moments where we're by ourselves, or maybe, God, in a very big way, you would give us exactly what we need to know, that you have answered our prayers. Holy Spirit, allow us to stay grounded in you and in your truth. The truth that you give unto us is that, God, you will never leave us nor forsake us. The truth you give unto us is that if we trust in you in all of our ways and acknowledge you, that you will direct our path. The truth is that, Lord, you died for us. Now, even while we were yet sinners, God, you loved us, and you gave your only son for us. The truth is that when our backs are up against the wall, you grant us exactly what we stand in need of. The truth is that the rain falls on the unjust and the just at the same time. But the way of the just is made perfect by you, God. The truth is that the wicked are like the chaff that the wind blows away. But God, you, Lord, will give us the righteous everlasting life and will allow us to walk in the path that you have for us. Thank you for your truth. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are the truth. God, I pray, we pray for First Baptist Church. Lord, bless the leadership. Bless deacons, deaconess, trustees. Bless the ministry leaders. Bless those who will be leading God into the future. Thank you, God, even for the one that you have anointed or even preparing right now to be consecrated as the next shepherd of this branch of Zion. For we know, God, that you know the plans that you have for us, that, God, you will give us hope and a future. Thank you, God, for times of trial and testing, for they prove our faith. They prove us, God. So, Lord, as we're praying for family, as we're praying for friends and loved ones, give us the strength and patience to know, God, that you're working it out. You're working it out, Lord. You're working it out in our favor. Thank you, God, for who you are. Thank you, Lord, that we can trust in you at all times. We pray, God, for those who are sick, that you would heal their bodies. We pray, God, for those who have lost loved ones, that you would comfort their hearts in their moments of grief and undergird them with your grace to be able to go on a little while longer. We pray, God, that the fellowship in this place would exist in a strong way, that we'd be unified together. God, have your way in our lives. And we thank you. But once again, we know that you have heard our prayers. And we also know the truth of your word, that there is nothing that can separate us from the love that you've given us in Christ Jesus. So we thank you, Lord. Keep us, bless us, protect us, grant us what we stand in need of, to even in the darkest of times be light for this world that needs light. Thank you, God. We love you. We magnify you. We adore you. Continue to bless Pastor Meredith Tucker and his family. Give him strength, God, as all you can. And we thank you for every member of First Baptist Church, one by one, name by name, household by household. Bless, keep, heal, deliver, strengthen, grant peace, and even joy. Thank you, God, for your joy. We love you. We magnify you. We adore your holy and righteous name. This is our prayer. We do pray in the precious, powerful, and preeminent name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, that died but yet lives and lives again to intercede even on our behalf. Thank you, Jesus. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet presence of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide now, henceforth, and forevermore. My friends, it's a blessing to be able to say at least one more time that Sunday is coming, if God wills. So let us worship together. Amen, amen, and amen.
Please note that your facilitator for next Wednesday, July 19th, will be Sister Darlene Williams. Tracy Tinsley, myself, and a few other members from First Baptist Church will be traveling to Costa Rica, so we ask for your traveling prayers and mercies. This concludes our Wednesday night prayer service for July 12th. We thank you for joining, and we ask that you please be mindful of all announcements made tonight, and if you need additional information, we encourage you to read the pastor's weekly letter to the church, reach out to your circle leader, or visit our website at www.fbcwdc.org. For those of you who will be signing off, have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week. And for those of you remaining on the line, I pray that you continue to enjoy the music.
One, turn it up!